Congratulations on the win. And as we said, Peyton Harder left with those two quick fouls, but she was disciplined after that and kind of helped to spark a 12-0 run in the second quarter, and you ran away from there. Your thoughts overall here after the win?
Yeah, obviously she had to be very disciplined, pick it up two early fouls in the game. You never want to see that with your leading scorer, but it's also when you're a senior leader, so they got to learn how to play in some foul trouble. And in our conference, that's going to happen quite a bit, where people are going to go at her and we're going to get calls from wherever, and you got to learn to play that way. So I was very proud of the way that she responded to having two fouls. Just changed some things defensively to help her out, to try to not pick those up, and just told her, hey, don't get one. It's that simple with her. Don't pick up a silly foul, and she didn't.
She didn't get another foul the rest of the game. But I think more importantly than that, Harder was impressive, but Schrader and Kirkhoff, they seem to find their rhythm, especially in transition here. What can you say about each one of them, just the way that they were able to get their baskets, and it seemed like they were confident out there with their shots?
Oh, absolutely. And, teams are going to key in on Harder because they know what she's able to do. What you have, like 28 points tonight or something, so teams are going to gravitate to her, and that opens up lanes. In years past, Zoe and McKenna didn't always drive to the basket, and then this year we've challenged them to be just more aggressive and find those gaps, and they did a great job of slicing to the basket tonight and finishing. It's amazing. We put up 73 points, and we didn't make a three. In modern basketball, that's not really a thing. So to see us do that, get the ball inside and get to the basket and make some free throws, I was very impressed with the way those two played, in addition to Peyton. So I was very happy with our balanced scoring and to see other people put the ball through the basket tonight.
Well, you stole my next question about the – I don't have seen that. Was it 0 of, like, 3 or 4? You really didn't need the threes here tonight. And the difference to make up with it, 23 of 29 from the free throw line. 14 of 18 in the first half. What do you make of just that opportunities to go to the line?
Well, we knew that we had an advantage in the paint. Katrina Williams and Peyton Harder are hard to defend. We have a pretty good monster punch in there. They're both, they're not necessarily big bigs. They're both 5'11", but they play bigger than 5'11". They use their bodies really well to get good position. Then we can get the ball inside and then drive into the basket. Players coming in, it's just frustrating when people are constantly coming in. So put them in positions where they were trying to block shots. We knew they were aggressive to block shots. And then again, just feeding it into Peyton and Katrina in good position. They didn't know what to do, and we were able to take advantage of that and get to the line.
You got out to a lead, but then Dennison kind of made a couple of shots finally. They tied it up at 17-all. I'm sure maybe the last game kind of entered your mind a little bit. So we got out to a nice lead there and didn't let it slip away. But here you were able to finish the game off. What do you think was the difference from that game to this game in terms of finishing this one off?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference was, I'm just going to say it, their three-point shots were, atypical. They were just kind of throwing them up. They were banked in. Percentages say those weren't going to continue to fall, and they didn't. They hit a couple more as the game went, but we knew that the way they were going in, it was just a little bit unlucky on our part. We were in the right position. They were inside out. We made some defensive adjustments and just said, okay, don't trap corners. Let's contest the threes a little bit more, take that away, and let's use our pressure to get some layups. And then we started to get those pressure steals, get the ball to the basket, keep getting the ball inside, stay patient. A little bit different style of play. We're seeing a 2-3 zone. You have to be more disciplined and patient. Against Pella, they wanted to get up in our business and try to create steals against us. Dennison didn't want to do that, so we just challenged our players, don't get in a big hurry, pick it apart, be a little bit more methodical, get the ball inside, and we'll be okay.
Did you identify Slater for them? Because she only had two points in the first half, and she really didn't get her points until late. Was that a focus for you defensively?
100%. If you look at the scouting report on them, they graduated four of their top five returning players, and she's the one. She averaged 8.2 or 8.8 points per game last season. After that, it dropped off quite a bit. So we knew she'd be their best player on the scoring side. And then number two, drawing a blank on her name. She's a great cross-country runner. That's what I know her from.
Menlik.
Menlik. And she was the one that was hitting the threes tonight. And I think she had as many threes tonight as she had last season. So, again, scouting report buster. But it's game one, so everybody's going to be. New rules. We knew we had to keep Slater contained, make some other people beat us, and that worked out for us.
She had two of them on the bank, right in front of you on the bench. He was like, you got to call that. You should.
Exactly. Normally, you got to go down to the blue courts on Olive Street to do that kind of stuff. No, that was just one of those things where we showed the girls, like, they can't keep falling, and they didn't. So, again, she had one later on. But, again, we knew she wasn't going to go off for 40 points doing that. Just stay patient. Trust the process. It's basketball. Percentages come back to you. We like the analytics a little bit. We knew that our high percentage shots, we missed. I don't know how many layups we missed in the first half, but it was too many. Second half, we made a lot more. We'd had 90 points tonight. So we just got to be able to finish the ball in the paint a little bit better, and we knew that's higher percentage, and just stay patient.
So you go now, you have some break, you have a little bit of a break here. They get to have their turkey digest, and then you go right back to work, and you got back-to-back games next Thursday and Friday with St. Albert and Glenwood. That's not going to be an easy stretch there. What is going to be the message to get this team ready for some key conference games in December?
Yeah, obviously two good programs that we know they're going to be ready to go. St. Albert's going to be similar to Pella. They're going to be physical. They're going to be aggressive. They've had our number for a little bit, so we've got to be ready to go. They're a favorite to be up in the conference race to win it this year, so we got to be ready to go against them and be disciplined. Can't turn the ball over. We've been struggling with that already this season a little bit. Had some turnovers tonight that I didn't really care for, throwing the ball around a little bit too much. So big focus is going to be taking care of that, and then dribble penetration. Shouldn't be that easy against our 1-2-2, so we got to clean up our defensive side of the ball. Probably not what you expect to hear after holding a team to 40 points, but we also did give up, 60 points plus to Pella, 70 points almost. So we got to clean things up defensively as well.
Coach?